This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. A weekly contributor here is film critic Marshall Fine, who's the critic in residence at the Picture House in Pelham, New York. Marshall, how are you?
Good, Mike. How about yourself?
Good. And this, of course, is Oscar week. The telecast is this Sunday night on ABC.
It's always been sort of a religious holiday for me. Just, you know, as a movie critic, it's always been sort of a date that the year kind of revolves around. The older I get, the less it means, just because I feel like there are so many award shows these days that by the time we get to the Oscars, we have awards fatigue. But it's still, you know, it's the Oscars, and it's sort of the end that really marks the end of the 2014 movie year. A friend of mine, now retired, Jack Matthews, who used to be the film critic for the LA Times and for the New York Daily News, used to say that what they should do is they should announce the vote totals, because particularly years when an unlikely film wins, or when films are sort of on a wave and seem to be dominating, it would be interesting to know just how the votes went. I think the Oscar is, the Academy is a larger, more diverse body than most people realize. And I think that there are a lot of people who are still members but really don't pay attention and would say to the housekeeper, hey, go ahead, fill it out. You saw more movies than I did.
All right, so let's talk about director.
I think that it really is going to come down to a battle between Alejandro Iñárritu for Birdman and Richard Linklater for Boyhood. And I think that's what it's going to be all night in terms of Best Picture and everything else. And I think ultimately, and they're all going to be tough to call. I think that this is going to be a year where people are going to get a lot of things wrong on their Oscar ballots, just because even some of the big awards are hard to call. If I was going to choose who I thought they were going to give it to, I think I would say Boyhood, just because the film has that incredible 12-year history behind it and the sheer tenacity and persistence of the director, Richard Linklater.
All right, so let's go to Best Performance by an Actress in a Supporting Role, and it includes Boyhood's Patricia Arquette. Would you say she's the leader?
Yeah, I'd say she's pretty much of a lock to win. I mean, both of the supporting roles are, both actor and actress this year, are the two easiest to pick because they've just both kind of swept most of the critics and other awards since the beginning of January. Patricia Arquette in Boyhood and then J.K. Simmons in Whiplash. These were two dominant performances, and as good as the other performances in those categories were, these are the two that are going to win this year.
Well, of course, I'm a softie for Robert Duvall. He's my favorite actor, and I just watched The Judge the other night, and, you know, he's tremendous, but he could read the phone book to me, and I would, you know, buy it.
Oh, you know, I mean, I agree. Robert Duvall is one of the great actors of all time, and no matter what he's in, no matter how bad the movie is, Robert Duvall is good.
All right, so Best Performance by an Actress in a Leading Role. This one is a little more up in the air, you think?
Conventional wisdom has it that Julianne Moore is going to win this for Still Alice, for playing a college professor who suffers early onset Alzheimer's. So it's really, I don't want to say it's the showiest performance of the year, but it's certainly one of the most touching and most moving. And I think that this is the one that people are going to finally give the award to.
Performance by an actor in a leading role. I know you love the Steve Carell performance in Foxcatcher, but is it going to be Bradley Cooper in American Sniper, you think?
No, actually, I think, all along I sort of thought Michael Keaton would win this for Birdman, and he's still my favorite, but I feel like the momentum is going towards Eddie Redmayne in Theory of Everything, in which he plays Stephen Hawking. The Academy loves to give awards to actors who play characters who are dying, or characters who suffer from some sort of debilitating illness or handicap, and this fits right in that, and it's a terrific performance. And I think that based on the fact that he won the award with the British Academy this year and a couple of other earlier awards, I think he's the one that's going to win it this year.
All right, so Eddie Redmayne, that would be interesting. He seems like an actor that most people have not heard of up until now.
Yeah, exactly. Although a lot of people saw him in Les Miserables.
Okay.
He was in that, and he was very good. I think he may have even been Oscar nominated for that.
All right, so Best Motion Picture, that's the big award at the end of the night. You've got eight contenders. What do you think is going to happen there?
It comes down to Birdman or Boyhood. The rest of these are all certainly worthy nominees, but these are the two movies that everybody has been talking about and have really been sort of the center of the Oscar race. basically since last fall when they both came out. And so they both, you know, the two of them dominated most of the critics' awards and have been sort of neck and neck all year. So I guess just like I feel like they both deserved it for Best Director, I feel like they both deserve it here, but I think that this is the one that Birdman's going to win out. So it'll be interesting to see. I'm glad I'm not putting my money in an Oscar pool this year, because I think it's going to be a really tough year to call. And that people who win these things are, you know, there's like 24 categories, and usually you need like 21 or 22 to win. I think you'll be lucky to see people pick 20 correct this year.
All right, so that's good. It'll be exciting to see if there are any upsets or, you know, out of the blue kind of winners. And you'll be watching, I'm sure?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll all be watching the Oscars Sunday night. Marshall Fine, thank you so much for a couple of minutes and your insights into the top contenders this year.
Okay, Mike, take it easy, everybody. Have a good weekend.
With film critic Marshall Fine, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Robert, a famous artist, was paid a lot of money to paint a portrait of Frederick Van Pelt. Unfortunately, Robert died before he could complete the portrait. Now Van Pelt wants his money back, but Robert's heirs say they're not giving a refund. When this case goes to court, who wins? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
If Robert had died before the portrait was recognizable, the money he was paid would have to be returned. However, the Van Pelt portrait was recognizable, so according to the law, no refund is due. And that's the final verdict.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Weird reasons for not riding a motorcycle. Like the guy who says he looks like an overstuffed sausage on two wheels. He doesn't understand the weight reduction property of two wheels in an open road. Stupid reasons for not owning a motorcycle. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Dumb reasons for not riding a motorcycle. No room for anything else in my garage. Have a garage sale. It's rotten weather where I live. Do you live in Canada? My wife wants a safe, happy home. Settle ahead of your appointment with a preacher. I'm afraid of drivers. Ride weekend mornings. Are those too lazy to ride? May we present the couch, the lawn, and mother-in-law. American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.